Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I believe that Jesus could come at any moment, don't you? An imminent mentality. I won't get into that. Other preachers, I just heard another preacher this past week. He was teaching that Jesus cannot come until certain times, and the Antichrist has to be revealed and all these other things. I don't believe that at all. I believe Jesus could come today. Amen. It's called an imminent mentality. And as John is opening these things to us in Scripture, he's looking ahead now, and he sees at the end of the tribulation period, he sees Jesus standing on Mount Zion with the 144,000 who have survived the tribulation period. And it mentions that in verse number 1, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And again, I mentioned this last week, that earlier in the book of Revelation, that when the tribulation period started, we learned about the two witnesses, and through their ministry, the 144,000, I believe, were saved under their ministry, and God sealed them in their foreheads so that the seals, remember the seals that were poured out on the earth, and all God's wrath is coming upon the earth, and the Antichrist later who would be real, all that they would be sealed, that they would not be harmed. Remember, we looked at that. In other words, all these things, the locusts that were coming, the literary demons that were coming from the earth, from the depths of the earth, from the pits of hell, these other places, the bowls of wrath, all these things will not affect them as it's affecting the rest of the world. Why? Because they've been sealed. And the name of God is in their forehead. And again, I take that literally, very literally. I don't want to, rehash the thought. Somebody sent me, they were here last Sunday morning in Sunday school. They're not here today, they're visitors. And they sent me something this week. It was actually Monday, on something about how they have some kind of a robotic thing, and it's almost comes to life now. And he wanted to kind of share, not that he would compare that to what the Antichrist and the false prophet will do for that beast. Remember, we talked about that in the middle of tribulation, where he's going to build an idol and it's going to be able to speak. Anyway, and then he another piece of information he shared with me, that they have these chips now that are foolproof, that they can, that they're testing out on their hands and all. And without saying so in his email or text or whatever it was a text, all this information that he kind of is of the thought that the mark of the beast would be like a computer chip. Okay. I just answered his text. I said, I don't debate anybody. If they want to be wrong, they can be wrong, Anyway, I'm just thankful the Lord's coming. That's all I said. I wasn't going to debate him at all. I just do not believe that the mark of the beast is going to be some kind of a chip. I think it's going to be a literal, like a tattoo, if you will, a literal brand. So many people now are being tattooed. I'm not going that direction. Some people get mad at me. But anyway, tattoos from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, full body tattoos. It's going to be nuts. It's well accepted now. I believe it's going to be a tattoo, some type of brand that's going to be foolproof. Because during the tribulation period, mostly after the second half of the tribulation period, God is literally going to shake this world and turn it upside down, where they're not going to have power, not going to have electricity. Give you an example. When hurricanes come through here, or tornadoes go through wherever they go, man, they don't have power. It just wipes everything out, and there's no kind of connection. Are y'all following? In that little bit of time, they just, you're not going to Publix and beep, 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 or the scanning thing. It's going to be shut down because of what God's going to do in the tribulation period. However, there's going to be one foolproof method of buying and selling. Something visible mark. Are you following? You may not have to agree with me, but I tell you what, I just believe that's what it meant. So the 144,000, I believe, is going to be a visible mark on their forehead. They're going to be sealed, and people are going to know these are those fellows that are sealed by God. Anyway, let's go to verse number 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and a voice of a great thunder, and heard the voice of harpers harping where the harps. You reckon there's going to be music in heaven? Amen and amen. At least we know there's going to be some kind of harps. When we think of that, often I see a picture of a little baby sitting on a cloud strumming a harp. You know, first of all, there are not going to be little babies in heaven sitting on clouds. You know, we have some crazy ideas and all. But there is going to be some wonderful music in heaven. Wonderful singing. Matter of fact, we're going to see it. We'll look in verse number 3. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. Now, I have a note I mentioned last week. What a choir that has to be. Some of us don't sing very well. But in heaven, I believe he's going to give us that voice that Wally Mann's watching this. And even Wally can sing in heaven. Okay? But this is going to be a special song that's mentioned here in verse number 3 of chapter 14. Because they sung a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song. Now, this isn't interesting. But the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Why were those 144,000 the only ones singing this song? Not anybody else. But those 144,000. Because they were different than anybody else that had come through the tribulation. Or even different from us. Because we will be in heaven at this time. But only those 144,000 are able to sing this new song. Why is that? Well, the Bible explains in verse number 4 why that was. These were a different type of people. These are people who were in their natural bodies. This is where I'm going to get a little bit deeper this morning, because this is where the questions come from. They survived the tribulation period. They entered into the kingdom, into the millennial kingdom, and they will never die. They will live forever in their physical bodies. This is what's called the first fruits. In verse number 4, and then we'll get into it. Verse number 4. These are they. Who are they? The 144,000, which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Before I go any farther, I take this very literally. There's a lot of commentators, a lot of good men, who thinks of this as these are just folk who didn't commit spiritual adultery. In other words, they didn't hobnob with other groups and all. They were just, they stayed true to the Lord. Well, I wouldn't argue with that, but I take it a little bit farther, that I take it very literally that these were young men who never had relations with a woman. Because the word defiled literally means to be stained by adultery or fornication. And then it taught, yes. The 144,000, chapter number 7, 12 tribes from Israel. 12,000 out of these 12 tribes. The one tribe that was omitted is the tribe of Dan. Remember, let me backtrack. I'm glad you asked that question. That I believe that the Antichrist would not only be a Jew, he'd be from the tribe of Dan, and we went through that. I don't know who he is. We just looked at some things a few weeks ago. He will be from the tribe of Dan. We looked at that about Dan, as when Jacob was blessing his son, Dan came to him and Jacob said, "Dan, you're a snake in the grass." And he talked about Dan, that you're gonna make your brother fall. Remember the off the horses, all that. He talked about that, and I don't want to get back into that because I want to move on. But anyway, the neat thing about the tribe of Dan, that in the millennium, when we find the book of Ezekiel, when God apportions the land back to Israel, different areas of Israel, the tribe of Dan is mentioned first. It's interesting, in the millennium. So it tells me something about the forgiveness of God. Even though they weren't mentioned in the 144,000, those tribes, the very first tribe in the millennium that God mentions and gives a portion of that land to is the tribe of Dan. So these are the 144,000 that we read about in Revelation 7, 12,000 from those 12 tribes.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.